that he has risen from the dead. He is the Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Invisible God, you are my miracle, O worker, O Shubarere, O Balalalalalalala. Oh,
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
Aladeogo.
But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Very, very quickly tonight, I shall be looking at secrets of supernatural power. Secrets of supernatural power. Last week, Wednesday, or last Wednesday, we saw the necessity or the need for power. Why do we need the power of God in our lives? We say that power puts us in command, in control, in charge of the affairs of life. We are in command, we are in control, we are in charge. Secondly, we say that power guarantees victory in battle. Victory in battle is guaranteed by power. Number three, we said that power guarantees territorial enlargement. If the territory you are in is too small, it's enlarged by power. It gives us the capacity for expansion and extension. And then number four, we said that power delivers from existence in vulnerability, existence in captivity, existence as a victim. It is power that delivers us from existing in vulnerability, existing in captivity, existing as a victim. And then power gives us voice, gives us force, gives us influence. When you have power, you have voice, you have force, you have influence in the world of the spirit. And then, power gives us the capacity to make change to happen by force. Things are made to change by force when there is power. And then, power gives us the capacity to overcome resistance. These are things we saw last week. Whenever there is a resistance in front of you, it is power you need to overcome resistance. And number seven or eight now, power gives us the capacity to make things work. We make things work by power. We make things work by power. Today, we shall be looking at the secrets. If that is why power is needed, how do we get at power? Number one, secret of power, number one, is desperate yearning for his power. Desperate yearning. Psalm 63 verse 1 to 3. He said, O Lord, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. I am thirsting, I am longing to see thy power and thy glory. Desperate yearning for his power. My soul longeth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. My soul thirsted for thee so I can see your power. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, Paul the apostle said, that I may know him and the power and the power and the power and the power. Desperate yearning for his power is a secret of power. Listen to this. Desperation for God is the foundation for demonstration of power. Desperation for God is the foundation for demonstration of power. Our yearning for God determines our earnings with God. Yearning determines earning. To the extent we yearn, to that extent we earn. When you are tired of powerlessness, when you are tired of weakness, when you are tired of defeat, when you are tired of fainting in front of adversity, and you are desperate for his power, then you are qualified and positioned for his power. Desperate yearning for his power. Number two, the exercise of prayer and fasting. In Genesis 32, verse 24 to 28, Jacob wrestled with God. That can be likened to the place of prayer. By the time he reached verse 28, he had already collected power. As a prince, you have power with God and with men, and you have prevailed. The place, the exercise of prayer and fasting. Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. Master, why could we not cast this devil out? He said, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. This kind of devil, you need higher power, through fasting and prayer, to cast them out. That's Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall increase their power. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Hear this. The place of prayer is the place of power. The place of prayer is the place of power. The place of fasting is the place of fire. The place of fasting is the place of force. People of fasting and prayer, people of fasting, Moses, Elijah, the Master Jesus, Paul the Apostle, they are people of power. I am not talking of fasting when there is a need. I am talking of fasting as a lifestyle. I am talking of prayer and fasting as a lifestyle, as a lifestyle, as a regular schedule of life. Number three is the revelation of the word, the revelation of the word. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4, he said, where the word of the king is, there is power, there is power, there is power. Luke chapter 4 verse 32, Luke 4 32. And they were astonished at his doctrine. For his word was with power. His word was with power. And in verse 36 of the same Luke chapter 4, verse 36, and they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded unclean spirits, and they come out. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5. For our gospel came not unto you in word alone, but also in power, in power, in power, in the Holy Ghost. And of course, Hebrews chapter 1 and in verse 3, he said, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. The word of his power. So we are talking about the power of his word and the word of his power. The power of his word means that his word carries power. The word of his power means that his power is transmitted through his word. Somebody say amen. So these two things note. First, that the word of God is pregnant with the power of God. The word of God is pregnant with the power of God. And this second point I want to make, don't forget it. Every fresh insight in the word arrives with fresh injection of power. Every fresh insight in the word arrives with a fresh injection of power. Anywhere you saw something fresh in the word, whether it is in the realm of healing or deliverance or financial supply, in that realm, power just arrived to see the results in that direction. Every fresh insight in the word arrives with a fresh injection of power. So if you want to shift in power, shift in light, shift in insight, shift in what you see, and it goes without saying that worded people are kingdom power brokers. Show me anyone. Moses wrote, was responsible for Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. He was a symbol of power in the Old Testament, as well as Elijah. Paul the Apostle wrote half of the New Testament. Paul was power personified. Jesus, who is the Word himself, was power. Mobile power. Worded people are kingdom power brokers. They are kingdom power brokers. So, are you trusting God for the power of God? You need a desperate yearning for his power. The exercise of prayer and fasting. The revelation of the word, number four. The ministry of the Spirit. Or the ministry of the Spirit of God, or the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Micah chapter 3 verse 8 said, but I am full of power. Truly I am full of power. How? By the Spirit of the Lord. By the Spirit of the Lord. I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord. Luke chapter 4 verse 14, Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. In the power of the Spirit. In the power of the Spirit. Romans chapter 5, 15 and in verse 19. Romans 15, 19. He said, start from verse 18. He said, for I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient in by word and deed through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Fully preached, fully preached, fully preached the gospel of Christ. I went round about preaching the gospel by the power or the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. He said, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So this is the point. The spirit of God is the spirit of power. The spirit of God is the spirit of power. Also, fullness of the spirit equals fullness of power. Show me a man who is full of the spirit. I will show you a man who is full of power. Show me a woman who is full of the spirit. I will show you a woman who is full of power. Fullness of the spirit equals fullness of power. Thirdly, the steering of the spirit is the steering of power. Whenever you are steering the spirit, whether at the place of praying in tongues, it is the steering of power. Praying in the spirit, worshiping in the spirit, following the leading of the spirit, you are steering power. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, and you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And so, once the Holy Ghost come upon you, it is not only tongue that came, power came. Power came. Finally, the companionship of the Spirit is the communication of power. Companionship, power travels in relationship. Companionship of the Spirit is the communication of power. I know of Smith Wigglesworth, prayed in the Holy Ghost abundantly. I know of John G. Lake. He prayed as he ran and he ran as he prayed. Wigglesworth said, tongues, praying in the Holy Ghost is a luxury. I mean, he called it the luxury of the Spirit. I preached a message titled The Luxury of Tongues. John G. Lake said, tongues is to him the making of his ministry. These were people who walked in unusual dimensions of power by the agency of the Spirit of God. So the ministry of the Holy Spirit facilitates the operation of power. And I can say to you, you don't have to be a pastor to walk in power. We live in a wicked world. You need power to confront the occultic people who are looking for the same business with you. You need the power of God to rescue your children from initiation from witchcraft in school. You need the power of God. And that power is coming for somebody here today. If you're a believer, say aloud, amen. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, you read that before. You say, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask of him, according to the power that worketh inside us. That power that worketh inside us is called the power of the Holy Spirit. Somebody say amen. So you want to walk in the power of God, is desperate yearning for his power, the exercise of prayer and fasting, the revelation of the word, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and number 5, the weapon of praise, and of course, worship. The weapon of praise. Psalm 21 verse 13, he said, be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, so will we sing and praise thy power. So will we sing and praise thy power. Every time we are in the action of praise, we are actually triggering his power. Psalm 150 verse 1. Psalm 150 verse 1. He said, Psalm 150, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, praise him in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his. Any SU in the house? FCS. Lifers. Praise him in the firmament. Everybody praising the Lord, praise him in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his. That's right. Every time we praise, we are steering his power. That was what Paul and Silas did. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 16 and in verse 25 and 26. As they prayed and sang, suddenly power erupted in the prison. And the chains were broken. Somebody say aloud, amen. So the weapon of praise, two things are clear. First, that the climate of praise is the climate of divine presence. The climate of praise is the climate of divine presence. Psalm 22 and in verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. The climate of praise is the climate of divine presence. And then two, the climate of divine presence is the climate of power. He just told us about the firmament of his power. Psalm 150 verse 1, in the firmament of his power, the climate of divine presence is the climate of power. So every time you create the presence of God through worship, you are actually establishing the climate of power. Secret number 5, the weapon of praise. Secret number 6, the force of his voice. The force of his voice. The voice of God, right? Psalm 29 verse 3. Psalm 29 verse 3. It said the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. You ran too fast. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. Now, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. In Exodus chapter 4 and in verse 16 and 17, that was the voice that turned Moses into something else. And it shall be that spokesman unto the people. And it shall be, even he shall be to be instead of a mouth. God is talking to Moses about Aaron. And that shall be to him instead of God. And then, and thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. Listen to this. The voice of God is the transmitter of the power of God. Is the transmitter of the power of God. And so the second thing goes, connection to his voice is connection to his power. Do you notice that it is by the voice of God that creation happened? And God said, God didn't push any wheelbarrow. He didn't move anything. He didn't physically carry anything from the ground. And God said, and God saw. When you study the word, you can get revelation. That is, you saw what you never saw before. But when you study the word, you can also hear his voice. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The water is the word. Ephesians 5:26, that he might sanctify them by the washing of the water, by the word. Ephesians 5:26. So having gotten that light you never saw before, you can proceed to further ask the Lord, what are you saying to me out of this passage? And then you begin to hear him. I am saying to you, because you are born of me, you have overcome the world. Whatsoever is born of God, overcome the world. And I am saying to you, that I am the one who gave birth to you. I brought you forth. So no devil can overpower you. I am also saying to you, not just you as a person, any idea that came out of me will overcome the world. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. For whatsoever is born. It didn't say whosoever. Who is person? What is anything? That is, if I am the one who sent you to start this business, and the idea was born from me, it will defeat the world. If you are in touch with God's voice like that, you devil fear you. Because you are mobile power. You are coming and forces of hell are running. Because you connect power. Today, I speak to somebody here. Fresh fire and fresh power is coming your way. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. The force of his voice. Number seven is the force of impartation. Impartation. Elijah offered Elisha impartation. In 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 12 to 14. 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 12 to 14. And Elisha saw it. And he said, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. And Elisha went over. Acts chapter 4 verse 13. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they took knowledge of them that they had been with the Master. Impartation. Take note of these two things. One, association brings assimilation. Who you hang around with determines what will hang on you. Association brings assimilation. Number two, impartation brings elevation. You shift in power if you are connected to a power source bigger than you. My wife and I were speaking yesterday with God's servant and his wife. Was that yesterday? Yesterday evening. That is Gio and his wife. And I'm Mommy Gio. And they were appreciating God for us. For certain things God is doing that they had. So she said, sir, anything that is great or big with us is because of where we are, how we are connected. The lineage of our linkage. And then he said, true, that the elders in our place said, he is talking, that the elephant cannot give birth to a rabbit. Hallelujah. It is not possible. Source affects size. Show me your source. I can predict your size. Antelope can't give birth to elephant. If antelope is your father, your size is already limited. And if elephant is your father, if you like, do weight loss exercise. You are implicated for size. Impartation. We have a very arrogant generation. So we see elders growing with their power and nobody is collecting it. Everybody has a revelation. Before they are born, they are already title carriers. Apostle, prophet, this and that. In the Bible, they grew from disciples to become apostles. Today, somebody is born again. Today, he is apostle so and so. What manner of very annoying arrogance. People who have seen nothing are claiming to be authorities of everything. So there is such a limitation everywhere. Local champions everywhere. You know, Periwinkle has crown too. Hallelujah. Humble yourself. You don't need any prophet to tell you when you see anything that is bigger than you. This pastor and his wife came all the way from Venezuela. And they will be here till convention ends, and they will still be here on and on and on. My guy came all the way from America, from Louisiana. He will be here for over a month. Someone else came from Ethiopia yesterday. People are coming from everywhere. Now, this guy showed me the clip of their church. Crowd, plenty. People are standing out of a wheelchair. You know what he said? He said, everything he sees here is what he is copying. Verbatim. Any single thing. He said, when he goes back now, they will start commanding the day in their place. They will start commanding the day midnight prayer. Everything. He said, I have followed from afar for too long. Let me come close. Are you following what I'm saying here today? That sense of value. One man called me on video yesterday from Ethiopia. He sent somebody here and he called me. Crusade that could be up to 1 million people. He said, I have been following you from before you came to the Glory Dome. He said, the man who made the call, he said, you have made my day. You have made my day. See, anything you want in this country, let us know. We will organize any crusade you want. Whatever you want, let us know. Value. Value. Someone say aloud, amen. The things you don't value will never profit you. I prophesy to somebody here. Any grace and power and oil that is on this ground that you desire in your life is being released right now. It's being released right now. It's being released right now. It's being released right now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Did somebody receive anything here tonight? Finally, take your seat and let me give you point number 8. And that is the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is a secret of power. The knowledge of God that keeps you in the presence of God. Paul the Apostle said in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10, where we already said, that I may know him and the power. To know God is to know power. That I may know him and the power. That I may know him and the power. You cannot know him and not know power. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32. He said, the people that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Are you looking for power? Press into God. So two things. First, that the knowledge of God is the knowledge of power. You cannot know God and be ignorant of power. The knowledge of God is the knowledge of power. The revelation of God is the revelation of power. Once you have known God, you don't need to ask for power extra. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout a loud most amen. And secondly, to look at him is to look like him. We all, beholding us in a face, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are transformed into the same image. To look at him is to look like him. Look at him means knowledge. Is to look like him. He is not powerless. When my wife and I got married initially, there were many things that were different between both of us. But the more we lived together, the more we got absorbed and assimilated, the more she knew me, I knew her. What happened? If I say one statement, she knows the next thing I will say. She knows the next thing I will say. Until she's talking the way I'm talking now. And I'm smiling the way she's smiling now. Because in those days, my face used to be like sunlight. I thought then that spirituality means don't smile. Praise the Lord. That is how it is. If you will look at God to know him, you are just gradually transformed into his image. You don't beg for power. You walk in power. Stand up on your feet. You don't beg for power. You walk in power. You hang around him. You look at him. You look like him. You gaze upon him. You don't beg for power. I think it is Psalm 15 verse 17. If I'm not mistaken, can you locate such a passage for me? Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Now, just go through the things we have said, and then I'll come back to that. Secrets of power, can you go through it? Number one, desperate yearning for his power. Number two, number three, and number four, number five, number six, number seven, and number eight, the knowledge of God. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout a loud most amen. Lift your hands and say after me, say Father. All right, you got it for me. 17:15. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I will look at you. Sote until when I awake with your likeness. I will behold you. I will be looking at you. Until when I wake up like you. Hallelujah. I had a picture of my childhood that was a very popular, famous picture in the house with my wife. I will not go into detail. When my young man was about 4 or so years old. He was given the picture and said, "Who is this?" He said, "It's me now." Why are you asking an obvious question? The picture and his picture of that age were the same thing. Just the same thing. He could look at it again. It's like, why are you asking? Can't you see? I'm the one. There was nothing to convince him that that was a picture that existed about 30 years before he was born, or more years. As for me, who sent you? Please. You are just running when nobody sent you. Hallelujah. When you put a nail in the field of a magnet, that nail does not need to beg to become magnetic. That nail, after a while, has become magnetic until it begins to magnetize needles, an office pin, because it's hung around. It fellowshipped, lived in the vicinity of a magnet until it became magnetized. Our challenge is that we hang around people too much, so that even the little divine nature we carry, they denature it. 24 hours, chat. Facebook, earbook, notebook, iBook. All manner of things. Occupying 10 hours of somebody's 24 hours. Talking to people they have never met and they may never meet in life. At the expense of connection with the God who is to supply you the nature you need to deal with the forces of this nature, of this world. But it's a new day. Say louder, amen. Amen. Say the Lord must say amen. Amen. Lift up your two hands everywhere and say after me and say, Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Be glorified, be honored, be adored. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion, for your goodness, your mercifulness, your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and thank him for his word. Precious name. Amen. Place those points on the screen and say, Father, I come before you today in desperation for you and your power. Say, Father, I come before you today. I receive fresh grace for prayer and fasting.
And fasting.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, Father.
Father.
Open my eyes,
to your word
in a new dimension.
Open my eyes
to your word
in a new dimension.
Again, say, Father,
I make demands
on the ministry
of the Holy Spirit.
In the name of Jesus,
I ask
that your spirit
will work on me
in a new dimension.
And say, Father,
I ask
for the garment
of praise,
the garment
of worship
in a new dimension.
In the name of Jesus,
say, Father,
open my ears
to hear your voice
today.
Open my ears
to hear your voice,
to know your will
today.
In the name of Jesus,
say, Father,
I receive
impartation
from the grace
that is available
on this mountain,
in the name of Jesus.
And then pray with desperation.
Say, Father,
draw me close to you.
Help me to know you,
that I may know you
and the power
of resurrection.
Help me, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray. Speak to God.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
Lift your hands everywhere you are.
We're going to take the communion right now and let it be the communion of power. What is the lamb that was slain to receive power?
Revelation chapter 5 and verse 12.
He was slain to receive power.
He was slain to receive power.
His blood flowed so we can connect with power.
Anywhere you are tonight, you need Jesus to be Lord over your life.
You say, I don't know him like I should.
Like the scripture said just now, I want to know him.
I want to know his power.
Anywhere you are, pray the prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus.
Say it louder.
Say, Lord Jesus,
I am a sinner in need of your help.
Come into my life and make me a new person.
Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back.
Forward ever,
backward never.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name,
amen.